Taylor Swift for Midnight.
Taylor Swift with the black and white outfit. Look at these shoulders. Look at the strength. The upper back. Tallest person in the room. Watch the right hand. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it may be. I don't know exactly what was happening there, but it could be that Taylor was adjusting something around the crotch. That's what it looked like to me. So possibly what happened is that Taylor Swift knew that he's about to walk up the stairs to go to the stage and is wearing a dress that exposes the entire thigh of one of the legs, and that he might need to adjust certain things around the crotch so that nobody sees something they're not supposed to see. So everyone thinks Taylor might do a surprise appearance at the halftime show of the Super Bowl. I think Taylor might actually suit up and play in the Super Bowl. I think Taylor Swift is going to put on a Kansas City Chiefs uniform and helmet and be out there on the field. Taylor Swift is going to play in the Super Bowl. That's my prediction. Would be probably one of the better players out there, since nobody really tackles anybody anyway, since NFL is just as fake as anything on TV. Why not? Taylor Swift has the build for it and the strength, the height, and even the width. Has a lot of masculine energy that would help propel the Chiefs to victory. And there's Miley Cyrus. Oh, again, with the broad shoulders and the narrow hips, the narrow pelvis, broad shoulders. And I just want you to think about the low voice here.
And this song, Flowers, is my butterfly. Thank you.
I didn't have any of the gags and no gimmicks. I wore pants and a shirt.
So, I ask you this. Have you ever met a woman in your life who has a voice this low, who has chest muscles where most women have soft tissue, 0% body fat? Have you ever met a woman with broad shoulders like that and such a narrow pelvis? Looks like Mariah's lost a little weight. Good job. Look at that head. No wonder this person wears so much makeup. Hoping the red lipstick will distract us. Tons of makeup on Taylor. Still not attractive. It's not an insult. It's just a fact. What's going on here? Who are these people? Boy Genius wins Best Rock Song. I honestly don't know if that's supposed to be a man or a woman. I've never heard of these people, and I don't know what they are. Whatever it is, they're probably the opposite of what they're claiming to be. I don't know what they're claiming to be. Are they supposed to be men? Are they supposed to be women? Could go either way, really. But whatever they say, it's going to be the opposite. That's generally how it works. Billie Eilish. Bill. It's like a short little dude. Very androgynous looking. Genderless, in fact. Billie Eilish has achieved gender freedom. It's a genderless icon. We're living in the post-human age. It was fun while it lasted. It has the Barbie uniform on. It's all starting to make sense. They're aliens. They're androgynous aliens. Now, this is the Barbie song. Now, Barbie, I did see that movie just out of curiosity, and it's all about gender bending, basically. It's about the non-binary angels coming to Earth, inhabiting the human body, like a demon inhabiting a Barbie doll. This symbolizes one breast being uncovered to show that it's not a woman. So they're telling you. Remember, symbols are a method of communication. Symbols are like a language. It's like sheet music is a language. Some people know how to read it, some don't. If you know how to read this, you know that this is a sign. A bit of makeup, a wig. That's all you need to deceive people these days. Doesn't take a whole lot. Check out the Adam's apple, one of the greatest Adam's apples in the history of the Grammy Awards. In fact, I think Miley Cyrus got the Grammy for Best Adam's Apple, which is a new category at the Grammy Awards, but long overdue. Oh, I forgot to look at the comments. Okay, so this is September 9th, 2021. So I know this doesn't have anything to do with the Grammys other than it's the same entity. And I would suggest there's only one male on the stage right here.
Couldn't be much more from the heart.
The fact that they didn't have to change the tone is a testament to her range. No, I think they mean key. Her voice is so unique and powerful. Miley has the voice for rock. Well, why is that? Miley's vocal range is insane. No, it's pretty normal male vocal range. She can hit such low notes for a female. Well, actually, no, females can't really hit those notes. Her low voice is so beautiful. I don't think so. But it's really just a normal male voice. I don't know why she ever bothered with pop music, because her voice was made for rock. Her lower register is absolutely stunning. Yeah, it is kind of stunning in a way. And the opposite of stun is nuts.
I do not have a vagina. And he does not have a penis. We don't have genitals.
That's okay. Yeah, whatever. It's cool. Yeah.
I have all the genitals. Yeah.